So when will my life begin? Huge question here. What does that even mean?
Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready?
So, Tangled is literally like my favorite Disney movie of all time. I didn't realize why it was my favorite movie until I realized I have the same type of feelings. Not the feeling of being taken from my family and being dropped in a tower where I can't leave, but in the sense where I'm like waiting for something to happen. I'm just waiting for my life to begin. If you've seen the movie, there's the song where she's just says that, but great song. That whole soundtrack, love. Anyways, Jadalyn, explain. I'm currently, the day I'm recording this, I'm literally like exactly a month away from graduating, and I still have no idea what I'm going to be doing after graduation. I don't have a job lined up. I've had an interview. I have another potential thing, and I'm applying constantly every day, but I still don't have a plan. Oh my gosh. I know if you're listening and this stresses you out, I just times 200 that for myself, because your girl's nervous. I'm literally applying to jobs anywhere and everywhere, surrounding cities, big cities. I know I would like to live in a bigger city because, again, I love concerts and music, and I would love to cut out a little bit of the traveling part if I can. Why not? Save money. Because when I'm going to concerts, it's literally like a whole expense I have to think about. Of course, girl math, you know, you buy the ticket ahead of time, and then a few months later, then get the hotel or the Airbnb, and then day of is gas. So it's money that comes at different times, but it's still all adding up when you're logistically thinking and not girl mathing it. So it's just a weird feeling knowing I could end up anywhere. I could still be in Iowa, even though I don't want to be. I honestly, I do love Iowa. I don't like the weather. I hate snow, even though we haven't gotten that much of it this year. When we do get it, it was pretty bad. But I hate the cold. I'd like it to be a little nicer, but I've even been applying to places that are even colder than Iowa. I feel like I can't even use that as an excuse anymore. So that's a part of the reason where I'm feeling like I'm just waiting for my life to begin, because I feel like at that point it begins, in the sense that, you know, this whole time growing up, you're at home, you're at school, that's all you're doing, and you're like building up for something to be done with school. And so now I'm in college, and this is like my last phase of education, as I do not plan to go to grad school. I'm okay. I don't think I need it, and I don't want it. I don't want to need it. And so I asked a friend even today, he graduated last year and working full time now. I asked if he even felt like if his life started, because I was talking him through what I was, you know, what was going in my head at the moment. And he said he doesn't feel like his life has started, even though he's working full time. But because he is still living at home right now, he's about to move out. He's not stuck there or anything, just saving money before he moves, type of deal. But then he thinks that he'll feel like his life has started, just because that does make a big difference still. Like living with your family, it's like the same routines. You can be yourself, but it's a little different. So I can get that. But I'm like, what if it just never feels like that? I have no idea. I can't wait for that, for the moment where I'm past this phase and I'm already at my full-time job. I'm already where I'm going to end up being, but it's because I just want to stop worrying. And that makes me think back to this TikTok that always cracks me up. It's like the compilation, or it doesn't have to be a TikTok, but it's like any video where it's like the compilation of the like Disney movies, and they're all like, it's just a compilation of their main messaging. And the part that always gets me is when it's the reference, or when it's the scene from one of the Kung Fu Panda movies. I think it's the first one, where it's Master Oogway saying, "Noodles, don't noodles." He's saying, you're too concerned with what will be, and goes into the saying that yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. And oh my God, it's embarrassing how many times if that shows up in my feed that I'll just want to tear up at. And then obviously there's a longer version that just goes more into moral teaching of other Disney movies. So they have, the main one I'm referencing starts with The Lion King, where they say bad things happen, you can't do anything about it wrong. When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world. And then it's just motivational. It's just wow. We grew up watching these movies when we were little and didn't understand the value of what they were telling us at the time. And now it's, can we go back to being the little kid when we were watching and didn't understand the true meaning behind it, please? But back to this, what does it even mean to have your life begin? And I think for me, it's, feel like I'm serving a purpose. Like right now, again, I feel like I'm just working up to something, but I don't really know what that is besides having a full-time job. That's what I've spent my whole life doing. Basically, you're just in school to learn something, and then you get to choose what you want to learn about. And now you're supposed to have a career based on what you've learned and experienced. But I'm having a hard time figuring out where and what that position will look like for me. But today, again, I did have an interview. It was 2 hours away, and I had to have it at 8 a.m. because I have class at 2, and I didn't want to like be concerned with missing it. And I left like right on time, which was scary. And then I somehow got too distracted by the music I was listening to, missed my exit. That added 7 minutes, so then your girl had a speed, allegedly. And then, of course, right when I get to my exit, there's like an accident happening. And so the 5 miles before the exit, there's just no movement. You're going, like, you're completely stopping and moving every few seconds. Finally, I get there. And they even called me as soon as I got off the exit. And they're like, hey, just checking in. Because they honestly thought the place I'm interviewing at is huge. So they just were wondering if I was at the wrong door or something. But I was like, explain my situation, whatever. They're cool with it. They believe me. That was something I was worried about, if they, like, didn't believe me. But I'm like, no, it's, like, real. I'm sure it's on, like, the news or something. Like, it wasn't a huge accident, but it was still an accident. I don't know. I'm not used to being in a huge city where that's just like a norm or traffic. That was also something I forgot to think about. But I ended up only being 5 minutes late, and they seem to be okay with that. But that's something that like really worries me. That could be the difference in a decision just because you were late. And I hope it wouldn't come to that, but it totally could. Seeing it from their perspective, it just means maybe they thought I didn't take it seriously enough to leave so early. And honestly, I was just running off of 4 hours of sleep and trying to get as much sleep as I could. So I should have left earlier, but I was trying to make the most of my time here. But I honestly felt it went great. But again, this job would be still in Iowa. And this whole time I've had my heart set on moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, just because of the placement. It's closer than I'll ever be from the oceans from Iowa. And then it's also like right next to the mountains. And Charlotte specifically, I read, gets hit with the least amount of hurricanes when I was doing my research. And I decided this like over the summer. So I was like, ooh, I got to start thinking about it. And now it's here. Now I'm like, I have no idea. I just feel like it's something I have to do because I want to. And I saw this TikTok. It's the girl who posted it. Her at is Audrey O'Killed. Sorry if I said that wrong. But she talks about how you need to live in an expensive city in your 20s. This is your like prime time after college. You remove the safety net of being at home. You know, not saying anyone who like still living in their hometown, nothing regards around you. It's just when she goes to say, like, when you remove that net and you, like, go move to that big city, you're forcing yourself to figure it out on your own. And you see these videos of people who are like, oh, I moved out to Miami, and they always seem okay. Like, you can do it. Like, worst come to worst, I'd like to think your family could help you out and they'd help me out, move back, or if anything happened like that. But a weird thing that always comes to my mind is I always think that everything will work out, everything happens for a reason, because so far it has for me. I'm a little delulu where I think the world revolves around me. But something that's always in the back of my mind is, what if this whole time that's not true and then I end up homeless? I don't know why, that's just a random fear I have, is just that I'll randomly become homeless. And I know that's not even like, that wouldn't happen. Like, I have my family. They would support me. They'd take care of me, bring me back home. I'd live at home. Even though that's honestly not even possible right now, because I have such a huge family and I haven't been living in home for 4 years. So they've taken over my room, as they should have. And so I'd literally have to share a room with someone, and that I just feel bad doing that to one of them. But that's not even an option. I don't want to move home. I live in a small ass town. That's just not happening. I probably couldn't even get a job there. No, unless I was working remote, but I could never work remote at home. That would, no way. Absolutely not. But to keep going off of me thinking the world revolves around myself, I feel that should almost be a universal feeling. If you don't feel like the world revolves around you, are you living your own life? You know what I mean? I just have all these things happen to me and I'm like, oh, wow, why me? Like I did that thing. I always have good stuff that happens to me. And I've honestly been really appreciative of the life I've lived. Like, even though I live in a small town, it was a great town. We didn't have like too much drama, especially my grade specifically. The friend groups were really cool. I got to be like on the cheer and dance team, which I would have never been able to do at a bigger school because I'm not athletic whatsoever. I'd go out for sports, but I was like never on the varsity team. That's how bad I am, guys. And it's, again, not as hard to do that in a small town, but I was not there. I just did it to be involved. And obviously, it was really nice to stay in shape. Now that's left the routine, changed a little bit. But I love that I get to have the little, like, stereotypical life where I could say I was the freaking captain of the cheerleading team. I was homecoming queen. Like, all that cringy stuff, it just feels fake still. And it's funny to think back. I had someone who was literally, like, I don't even know how to say it, just against me. But he would constantly, like, remind me and say, or not even remind me, but just tell me that I, like, that I'm peaking in high school. I peaked. I'm like, okay, cool. But now I look at where we are now and I'm like, okay. See, I'm still getting better and I'm not questioning or making fun of where they are now. But it's nice to see how things have turned out. I've been the president of a student org with over 50 members in it, which that was not easy. It has its moments, but again, it was also so rewarding. I've made so many friends and connections here. I got to live more of the college life than some of my other peers, just because not a lot of us actually went to bigger universities. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I honestly should have started at a community college because I don't got money like that, but I did go to the least expensive university. Again, the University of Northern Iowa, go Cats. And I've gotten to do some, like, other pretty cool shit. That's why I think I'm so nervous to take, again, this next step, because I feel like I've created so many experiences for myself. That's why I hate creating a resume. I'm not trying to brag, but I have so much I can put on there, and it's hard to figure out what to take out because I want to be able to bring it up. Of course, I just work that into my interview, but it sucks just getting past that phase. If I'm not in an interview, I'm like, are they not hiring me because I, you know, couldn't fit this experience in? I'm like always trying to constantly meet with the university. I'm blanking on what they're called, but the people who like help look at your resume and whatnot. Because it's nice having someone that doesn't know me check it, because I get embarrassed to have like my peers look at it. I don't know why. I'm just makes me nervous. I don't know. But I feel like if I don't find like basically the perfect job, I feel like I'm doing all these experiences for nothing. And that's terrifying because the burnout is crazy. The stress has always been at a constant high, and I just can't wait for that to dial down and only have one job, one focus. Like, obviously I have other projects involved in a job, but I'm meaning where I only have to focus on my job, and then I get like an actual personal life, even though when it comes down to it, again, it's only 4 hours of your life. And I talk about that in episode 3, where it's literally you go to bed for 8 hours, you work for 8 hours, and then you got to think about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Not saying you spend an hour for each, but most times 30 minutes for lunch, maybe 15 for breakfast. Dinner honestly depends. If you go out for dinner, that's like your whole night. So there's really no time. So your job, it's just so much pressure to have it be what you want, making enough money and also being happy. So I just can't wait to get to a point where it feels like my life has started. I'm doing what feels right in a place where I'm not bored. That's the big reason I want to move again too, is I want to be able to make new experiences, not get bored with myself, have more access to do things, even if it's by myself. Again, that's no problem. I love exploring things like that. If you can relate to any of that, I'm with you and we got this, I hope. All we can do is live in the moment. The future will come. The only thing you can do is, you know, try and put yourself out there. I'm applying to jobs like every chance I get. I got those notifications on to alert me when there's new opportunities in certain areas that I have set alerts on for. And I'm applying the second I have a minute. And I'm trying to not let the fears get to me and still trying to live in that space where I think the world revolves around me and that everything will work out. Everything happens for a reason, but making sure I'm not lazy and letting that be the focus so that if I don't achieve what I'm expecting, that I can just blame it on, oh, everything happens for a reason. This was supposed to happen. Because again, cringy as it is, we only get one life. Don't spend it stressing. I really don't want to waste that time. Again, a reference back to episode 3. I don't want to look back and only remember me working so hard towards nothing and stressing out myself. So I'm back to focusing on what I can control now and hope that I'm doing the right things now to help set myself up for success in the future. So again, good luck if this is anything you're feeling. We'll get through it. And I can't wait to listen back in 3 months and be like, damn, what was she stressing for? But again, that's for the future. So let's just focus on what we have that we can control now. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram at yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you.
I'm glad you could make it.